Welcome to Soul Up. I'm your host, Kayleen Welsh, and I appreciate you tuning in. Welcome to April Fool's Day. It's a day in historic times that was seen as the first day of the new year. We've switched that calendar around, which has probably contributed significantly to our disalignment with the universe. The Age of Reason, with its emphasis on logic and science, taught us much about the living world, yet it pulled us out of our bodies and hearts, and we forgot that we are part of a much larger and more complex system. Today, with the collective energy around April Fool's Day, we are offered the opportunity to re-embrace the inspiration of new beginnings. With fresh eyes, an open heart, and a sense of eagerness, we have the opportunity to open a new chapter, to take in life as an adventure, something to be explored and experienced. Finding your way through life requires an openness, a willingness to do something you haven't done before, a curiosity, really, about what may be possible. Like the fool, when we're at a place of beginning, we don't always know where we're going or how we're going to get there. Actually, we find the path as we go, as life presents it to us. We go and we grow. While we've come to acknowledge April Fool's Day with pranks and silly jokes, there is a deeper story, aligning it with the archetypal emergent energy of universal rhythm. Carl Jung, Joseph Campbell, others have described the path of the fool, mirroring it as the hero's journey, really a path that we all must take. The fool's role is often to challenge rules, rulers, and established norms. They shake the status quo and bravely call forth inequities. We see this in both the historical court jester and in comedians and entertainers today. They speak truth to power, getting away with it through humor and song. The fool is unburdened by social conventions, free to be outside the box, expressing and embracing unconventional ways of thinking. It is energy that resonates harmoniously with this foreseen Age of Aquarius and the shift into fifth dimensional consciousness that has been the topic of much of our conversations. Today, April 1st, is also the full moon in Libra. It's exact at 9:11 p.m. Central Time. The Sun is in Aries, surrounded by Neptune, Saturn, Lilith, Eris, and Chiron. The Moon sits opposite at 12 degrees Libra. Full moons are meant to stretch us. Energetically, they are the most extreme point of a lunar cycle. The opposition activates a push-pull energy that births something new as we reconcile the two extremes, inching our way to a more balanced, integrated point. The Sun in Aries is fiery, passionate, driven, and self-focused. The Moon in Libra longs for peace, safety, acceptance, and focuses on the other. Venus, so active through March with her presence in Aries, continues to lead the way forward. For this full moon, she has moved into Taurus, conjunct the part of fortune, both at 2 degrees. Taurus is a sign that Venus rules, and she is also the ruler of Libra, the sign that the moon is in. So she brings an emphasis on feminine energy, harmony, and justice to this full moon. And the stretching energy we are all reacting to, either consciously or unconsciously. Venus's influence is impactful as she leads these cosmic influencers behind her out of the visionary and emotional energy of Pisces, through the fire and enthusiasm of Aries, and into the archetypal energy of earthy Taurus, where things become real. Venus is calming, helping to open up a space that feels less intense. not quite so feverish or imminent. Taurus is a place of peace, a space of comfort, of having enough and being enough. It is simple and serene, solid and steady. Venus here offers us a bit of reprieve as we seek a better balance. Venus also comes out of this place of emergence, you know, through this Aries energy, with an up-leveled expression of feminine energy. Infused with the boldness of Aries, this goddess energy is strong, steady, and determined in Taurus. And she's right next to the part of fortune. The part of fortune is an interesting point in astrology. Historically, it's been identified as the luckiest place on a chart. I have come to recognize that lucky doesn't always feel that way. It doesn't automatically mean that everything is good in that moment or in that space. It may mean that whatever is happening is for your highest good. A synthesis of your sun, moon, and rising sign, the part of fortune, is like a point of cosmic grace, where things line up to head you in the right direction. Blending its blessings with Venus in the realm of Taurus, an archetypal space that invites calm, peace, safety, and personal value, feels like a validation of all that we've been leaning toward as humanity steps into this new dimension and identity. The asteroids Lilith, Eris, and Chiron, lined up together in the late degrees of Aries, have heavily influenced the changes that humanity is experiencing. Venus has taken in the energy of each one of those as she passed by them coming into Taurus. And just ahead of Venus, in Taurus, is the asteroid Ceres, the Great Mother, the life giver, offering nurturing and support to sustain the shifts to come. Another important aspect to this full moon is Jupiter conjunct Sirius in Cancer. Sirius is a king star, representing success, fame, and spiritual enlightenment. It is a powerful fixed star, said to be 23 times brighter than our sun and twice its diameter. Fixed stars are seen as cosmic constants, something that doesn't change, as they often hold the same spot, the same location for thousands of years. Called the spiritual sun, Sirius is believed to illuminate the soul and the higher self. It's associated with wealth and the capacity to rise from the shadows. Sitting in conjunction with Jupiter, which expands everything it touches, the cosmic pairing offers intense transformational energy. There are several key themes, the first being success and recognition. It's an opportunity to experience things going well, to feel successful, to feel like things are moving in a direction that feels important and valid. A second theme is the idea of rebirth, which totally fits into this whole time of year and Easter and the year of the fire horse, the zero point Aries where Neptune and Saturn have been sitting, all about rebirth. Historically, Sirius was linked with the flooding of the Nile. And from that, it can represent a deep emotional cleansing and the ability to start over with a renewed power. This conjunction, this pairing of Jupiter and Sirius, also points to some energy of ethical leadership. Sirius is viewed as a holder of ancient wisdom and demanding that achievements, whatever we achieve and accomplish and move forward with, is used to serve humanity. You know, that it focuses on human rights and ethical standards rather than just self-interest. There is a fixed cross influence to this pairing. In esoteric astrology, Sirius is part of a powerful energy that aids in the transition from passive learning to active conscious development. Wouldn't that be good? I mean, that just feels like so much of like life coming alive as we engage on a more active conscious level. And another benefit of this pairing is its theme around luck and protection. Jupiter expands Sirius's energetic profile, which is considered a beacon of fortune and good luck. It is a conjunction that often leaves a lasting impact on a person's life path. So take a look at your personal natal chart and see where 14 to 15 degrees of Cancer is located. You know, which house, which area of life is being impacted by this Jupiter-Sirius conjunction in your life? Cancer is the sign ruled by the moon, associated with mothering, nurturing, roots, lineage. Jupiter and Sirius here take all of this to a new level, signifying divine nurturing and the ability to turn mundane efforts, daily events, into sacred, I don't know, more important achievements, things that are lasting and long-standing. And this all transpires this week, Holy Week in the Christian tradition. This Sunday is Easter. The Easter celebration is the one remaining holy day determined by the stars. Several aspects of both secular and religious Easter celebrations have evolved from pagan practices and rituals. An example is the Norse custom of exchanging colored eggs. This was done in commemoration of the goddess queen of the springtime, Astara, from which the word Easter may have come. What I like about the story of Astara is this. It is said that when she first came to Earth, at the very beginning of the world, Astara noticed how dark and cold everything seemed. She knew that the life force in everything had been sleeping for a while, waiting for its time to wake again. And she realized that she was sent to Earth to wake things up. Spring is here to wake things up. We have an ideal opportunity during this spring Easter experience to access energies that can lift our lives. There is a drive from somewhere inside, somewhere beyond, to move our lives toward more, like a seed pushing forth out of the earth into the air. Esoteric Christianity teaches that there is a deep and profound significance to this time of year, that there is much more to the story of Easter, that there really is a deeper meaning to much of our human experience of life. According to metaphysical teachings, all people must walk the path of initiation that was acted out during the life of Jesus, and that this path is outlined through the events of Easter time. The message of esoteric Christianity is that anyone who transcends the limitations and illusions of human life and discovers the essence of greater life within, becomes Christed, the Christos. Whether or not they've ever been baptized, or even met a Christian, let alone called themselves one. It seems that whether we call it the path to Christ consciousness, the journey of the hero, or of the fool, it seems all roads converge through our personal stories of growth, evolution, and enlightenment. This is the path of humanity. Following the lunar cycle through your life areas can be very helpful. If you need a chart, email your birth date, time, and place to connect@kayleenwelsh.com, and I'll send one to you digitally. And if you want to understand more about how these changing energies may impact your life, schedule a session at www.kayleenwelsh.com. Until next time, shine on.
Oh my goodness gracious, beautiful oasis with that voice sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me once. less sunny. Memories of a sweet beginning. Oh, honey, won't you please?